This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
And there's only one thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will. And it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2110.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And of course, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. NCS 51. For those of you that want to take the shorter cut, I guess you can say, but we got a lot of news and information up there, and you might want to check out some of the information that came out from the riot, the so-called riot that was perpetrated by the Nutsum Nazis. Anyway, yeah, a big to-do down there, a couple thousand people, I guess, out in front of the state capital of California is a protest against Gavin Newsom's Hitlerian feelings, his tendencies, his impulses. He's being triggered. Every time there's a constitution that shows up, he gets triggered. No, serious. I mean, that's really what happens. He gets triggered every time the constitution shows up. Shocking. Shocking. Just being triggered by a constitution. What is wrong with this man, right? I'm just having a little fun with Gavin. Can't we have a little bit of fun? Well, you know, this is the time of life in which we need to have fun, right? Okay, anyway, we got a lot of things to cover here in the very short period of time, so we're going to be talking about this situation on the weekend, of course, all the stuff that happened with the, I guess you would say, the protesters that were out and about, those protesters, the vermin of the world, and, of course, the women and children being arrested. It was a terrible sight. At least that's what my friends told me. I mean, people that were there, their big thing. Now, what video I saw was that, there was some very non good things on the reaction of the California Highway Patrol. I mean, after all, these guys, what are they doing crowd control, right? They're supposed to be driving cars around. So you don't think of them as the guards, the Praetorian guards of the state capitol. They have got to guard Queen Isabella, who sits on her throne. But see, I bet you didn't know that California is really a very matriarchal. Yeah, with Queen Isabella, she reigns supreme in the state capitol. That's why do you think there's a big, huge monument underneath the dome? Underneath the dome of the state capitol? Huh? Why do you think that exists? I know, it's kind of weird, isn't it? It's very weird. In my opinion, it's very, very, very weird. But, you know, when you start thinking about it and you start studying it and you start realizing, oh, Queen Isabella, you know, the one who financed Cristobal Colom, the guy who came to the New World, right? Found the New World? He's given credit now. Come on, I know there's other people like the Vikings, other people who probably came ashore. We understand that. We understand history. But the problem is they didn't get credit for it on the worldwide basis, such as Cristobal Colom. Right, set the whole world in motion, finding the Western Hemisphere. The New World became the New World, and the Old World is the Old. Even today, Old World versus New. That's really what we have here. And then, of course, that's what's going on right now, is this clash. Old and New World. Anyway, Peter Navarro, possibility of vaccines this year for the COVID virus. Which brings me up to the other thing. The president was signing some executive orders the other day, and he said, you know, we're going to spend a lot of money on vaccines. And everybody went, wow, the president, he's flipped. He's going with Bill Gates. And I said, whoa. Let's slow down a little bit. Okay. Let's slow down a little bit and let's see what, I mean, to me, it's just the obvious thing when I saw him doing that. I thought of Trump rope again. I mean, everything this guy has to do, he has, you know, these people just don't get it. He has to issue the Trump rope. I mean, he's got, you know, I can imagine that in the White House, he's got a huge cabinet that's got all this Trump rope in it, in bags. In bags, or, you know, you got the 2020 Trump rope, right? Get the 2020, we got to sell that. 2020 Trump rope, just for you. Now, it's kind of interesting. We're not promoting anybody's demise. I'm just saying. It's a political, this is a spoof, a political spoof. It's sort of a figure of speech, you know, because, you know, you give some people some wrong rope, and they manage to hang themselves, right? As they say, and Trump knows how to play that game. That's why they say he issues Trump rope. Affectionately known as Trump rope, when he talks about it, when he sets somebody up. Well, he's not setting them up, they set themselves up. So Trump issues rope to Bill Gates. And he signs a big $1 trillion thing, I don't know, to bring back, well, not how, can't give it away yet, to create vaccines. And everybody's all vaxxed out. I get the vax business. I totally get it. I totally understand what you're talking about. But we got to remember something. 90% of our medicines come from where? China. So what is behind that? Did Trump flip? Or did he do a backflip, a triple backflip? That's what I want to know. I think he did a triple backflip. And he gave some people some rope. Because you know what's going to happen? All the medicines now are going to be made in America. That's what's going to happen. Where we have real quality control over what medicines we're taking that really do effectively work. Do you trust the medicines that come out of Wuhan versus what comes out of Squibb here in the United States? I mean, we don't have many people or many companies doing that now. There has to be a motivation for these companies to tool up and come back to the United States, and now they got it. Medicines will be made in the USA again. That's a big deal. A lot of people might not understand that concept, but that possibility is a big one.
this mean for China? We talked to Maria Bartiromo at half past the 9 o'clock hour on the East Coast as the opening bell was ringing on Wall Street. She said one of the biggest questions for investors and Wall Street right now is whether or not China will have to renege on that $200 billion in American goods that it promised to purchase in phase one of the China trade deal. Are you seeing any sign from China that they will not be able to follow through on that promise?
No, but I haven't been looking for it. That's Ambassador Lighthizer and Sonny Perdue's lane in terms of that. I've been focused on the supply chain. I think that what's important for the American people, though, to understand very clearly is that China lied, people died, as the now slogan says, and it's absolutely correct. And there is this bigger issue that China spawned the virus and they hid the virus for about 6 weeks, which allowed that virus to escape Wuhan and infect the world. And then during that time, China hoarded an enormous amount of personal protective gear. They essentially went around the world vacuuming up over 2 billion masks. Those are the bigger issues around this context of what may or may not happen with the trade deal. And I do think at this point, that's a much bigger issue. It's what did China know? When did they know it? Did the Communist Party bleach the wet market to hide something? Did they make scientists disappear from those labs in Wuhan to hide something? I mean, it's a tawdry little thing. And there was an article, I would urge everybody in America to read this, last week in the Daily Telegraph, gave you the complete timeline of China's and the Chinese Communist Party complicity in this.
So do you trust that country to make our medicines? I think it's a no-brainer. We don't. That's why Trump signed the vax. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that possibly
pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. I'm looking at Breitbart. A couple of things going on here that we need to touch upon. Ari Fleischer. The press is protecting Biden. Really? You think? The WHO, I'm talking about the World Health Organization, continues to obey China, ignores Taiwan coronavirus successes. And Taiwan has not yet received an invitation to a meeting this month of the World Health Organization-led decision-making body, the World Health Assembly, the governing body said, or the government said on Monday. That should tell you everything about what's going on here, about Taiwan. Now, listen, a little education about Taiwan. Taiwan used to be known as Formosa, and during the revolution of which Mao Zedong came to power, the communists in 1947, forcing the nationalists, you know, the nationalists like that was supported by the United States in World War II, because why? These are freedom-loving, free market, you know, individuals out of China. Shocking. They love freedom. And they're a thriving economy because of it. But, you know, they're not anything like China, you know, with what rounding up the usual suspects and murdering everybody, right? Or organ harvesting while you're alive, killing you, shooting you, a double tap to the head, of course, makes it a little less unpleasant as they cut out your organs, right? That's what they do in China. But anyway, Taiwan, they don't do that. Just a little bit of a heads up on that. Now we got, listen to this, New California. Nigel Farage warns the EU will use coronavirus to prevent Brexit. I'm biting, because this goes to New California. Now remember, we're kind of like birds of a feather, New California and Brexit. It's a trap, Nigel Farage warns. EU will use coronavirus to prevent Brexit. You see, listen, we're not the only conspiracy factors around here. Nigel Farage has warned the European Union will attempt to use the Chinese coronavirus crisis to trap the United Kingdom into an extended Brexit transition period. That makes a lot of sense to me. The Brexit Party leader said that Michael Barnier, the European Union's top Brexit negotiator, is trying to create a distinction between the political Brexit that was secured by the British people on January 31st and an economic Brexit that is set to occur when the transition period ends in December. What do you think of that? Shocking. Politically, the UK gave up its small amount of influence within the European institutions at the end of January, but the EU retained the ability to impose new directives and laws over us, which we now have no say in deciding, Mr. Farage wrote. Now, why would they do something so stupid like that? And that's just, you know, just me. The deadline for extending is in just 2 months, or June 30th, and Mr. Barnier, I fear, is using this new distinction to ready the ground for yet another delay, after which the British people will be told they have had their political Brexit when we are, in fact, in a worse position than we were before? Well, that would be a really interesting little thing to find out now, wouldn't it? That would be really an interesting little thing. But again, the parallels to New California. You see what Newsom is trying to do. We've got, he came out and fessed up. There is no $21 billion, but there's even more. They need at least $1 trillion in California. And what did he do? He used the COVID virus to cover that up in his announcement on Friday. And also the big demonstrations going on. In the midst of all that, you didn't hear any of this, did you, about the $1 billion until you came along to New California and Agenda 21 Radio. We've been talking about it all weekend. Just something to say about all these things. China's pact to preserve Catholics. Okay. What's that about? In the midst of killing off Christians, right? And Uyghurs. Let's see what we have here now with this. This ought to be really interesting. I'm just guessing. It says, the Vatican's secret deal with the Chinese government, signed on September 22, 2018, has done nothing to improve the religious freedom climate of Chinese Catholics. Based on the findings of the just-released 2020 annual report from the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom, the situation in China continues to deteriorate for followers of the Roman Catholic faith. The USCIRF, what's it, a long one, for religious freedom, of course, is making several recommendations to enhance the U.S. government's promotion of freedom of religion or belief abroad in 2020. In its report, they recommend 14 countries to the State Department for designation as countries of particular concern, or CPCs. Everybody's got an acronym, right? Because of their governments engage in or tolerate systemic ongoing egregious violations, like rounding you up and beheading you. Just shocking, or double tap to the head, right? China is again cited as a country of particular concern for its increased persecution of all religions. The report also cites that the religious freedom conditions in China are worsening with technology employed to track religious believers. Okay, we get that. We understand that, right? We absolutely get it. ACLU sues to free 500 inmates from prison in California. Okay. California suspect arrested 3 times in 12 hours thanks to zero bail policy. Okay. This one, though, is pretty interesting. They're suing to free 500 inmates from prison in California. See, the gig is, get all the prisoners out, they can break more laws, and they won't get put back in jail, of course, just like this guy. The other guy. I'm serious. These are two different stories. All right. Biting on ACLU sues. We're going to see how that plays out here. It's all connected, right? Soros-funded ACLU sues to free 500. Oh, Soros. That guy Soros. The same Soros that... No, it's the brother. This is George. Paul is the one that's the... But there's still... You know, Paul's dead, by the way. George's brother. But he's the one who gave the funding to Feng Yu. What's her name? The woman over there in Yuba City, Yuba County, the health person. Yeah, she's a Soros person. Sure, they're all connected. I mean, a little wonder why that, you know, communism is frolicking so well in California, right, through the regional system. Says, so the Soros-funded ACLU sues to free 500 inmates from prison in California. Says the American Civil Liberties Union, partially funded by billionaire George Soros, is now suing to have 500 inmates freed from jail in Orange County in the midst of the Chinese coronavirus. It filed a class action lawsuit against Orange County Sheriff Don Barnes, demanding officials free about 500 inmates in the county jails. The lawsuit claims inmates are vulnerable to contracting the coronavirus. Shocking. shocked me. Anyway, and of course, then they let one guy out and he commits crimes, less than three other crimes in less than 24 hours. Seven sex offenders from Orange County jails were released. One of them reoffended within hours. There you go, sex offender. We'll be back listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, now we got Chris Street's article that appeared just now in American Thinker. Actually, it just came to me. So our own Chris Street's article, this is interesting. Newsom's beach closures are a distraction for California budget collapse. I knew Chris was going to come out with it. I didn't know it was going to come out now. Just in time for the third hour of Agenda 21 Radio. Shocking. We didn't plan it this way. I didn't plan it this way. It says Newsom's beach closures are a distraction for California budget collapse. California Governor Gavin Newsom's closure of Orange County beaches is an effort to distract the public from the state's tens of billions of dollars financial free fall. Newsom's April 30th executive order closing Orange County beaches to stop the coronavirus sparked a series of viral protests this weekend that brought out thousands of mostly young and very angry demonstrators shouting USA and waving freedom, we the people, and recall Gavin Newsom signs. Orange County beach closures distracted the public from Newsom's real crisis. Which, see, now, great minds think alike. Now, he mentioned this last night in the conference call, but I hadn't seen the story until it just now came out. Just now. I'm serious. It's still doing its little flicker thing here. It says, because, you know, I got this shining thing that comes across the screen. Hey, you got this, you got this, you got this, you got this, you know. Okay, we got this. And this one came out. It's all right, it's out. So here it is. Says Orange County beach closures distracted the public from Newsom's real crisis, which is a tanking state budget that he just acknowledged has gone from a $21.4 billion surplus to tens of billions of dollars in deficit, according to Bloomberg. Newsom knows that with polls claiming 80% of Americans are still in support of closing non-essential businesses, America's 50 governors have been the biggest political winners for handling the COVID-19 pandemic, according to a new Harvard Eastern Rutgers study. Governors received 66% average approval rating for handling the outbreak versus 44% approval for President Trump. The Harvard study found that Newsom had one of the highest scores reacting about right to the Corona-19 outbreak with a score of 78, 3 points higher than the score of 75 for Andrew Cuomo. You gotta sing his name, you know? It's Italian. The two lowest scoring governors in the survey were Florida Ron DeSantis with a score of 60 and Hawaii Governor David Eng. How do you say that? It says, with a score of 55, both were blamed for failing to close beaches. Newsom's rise is especially impressive given the average of the morning consult, Monmouth University in Quinnipiac, there's something wrong with me right now. I don't know what it is. There's too much coronavirus floating around the miasma. That's what it is. I'm breathing the miasma. Pre-pandemic poll approval rating of just 42%, 5 points lower than the 47% of Cuomo. Newsom's response to the pandemic kicked his approval up by 41 points versus a 31-point for Cuomo. Orange County Sheriff Don Burns responded to the governor's order by stating, "The photographs I saw, quite honestly, were a stark contrast to what the governor's acting on." The sheriff Barnes emphasized, "I have no desire to enforce through arrest." That's interesting. They didn't. Newsom has the authority to use California state troopers, park rangers, blah blah blah. Responding to Vietnam War protests 50 years ago, Ohio governor, this is the whole thing. We put this story out on this part. He just added to this about the billion. I see what he did. Okay. So we got the other half out to you. He glued this story in with the other one. It says, responding to Vietnam protests 50 years ago, Ohio Governor James Rhodes declared a state of emergency and then sent in the National Guard to restore order on May 2nd. The 1,000 National Guard troopers and the students kept their distance for about 2 days, but with classes resuming on May 4th, how interesting, like today, back in 50 years ago, today, anti-war protesters screamed pigs off campus and hurled rocks at 75 advancing guardsmen brandishing rifles with bayonets. 29 soldiers eventually opened fire, killing 4 of the students and creating a national crisis. Newsom knows the risk he faces if the Orange County protests create a violent confrontation, but he also is keenly aware that former Vice President Joe Biden's bid for the Democratic presidential nomination may collapse over #MeToo sexual assault charges for former staffer Tara Reid. Now listen to this. after a disastrous MSNBC interview with Biden refused to allow access to 1,875 boxes of documents and 415 gigabytes of electronic files that the Senate has. Newsom appears to be the Democrats' most competitive replacement for Biden. Man, and he's the one out here lying about his billion-dollar... It all evaporated. It all evaporated because... See, the COVID is the cover for this, ladies and gentlemen. They don't want to talk about this. This is the COVID cover-up. The cover-up that California is the $2 trillion problem to the Democrats and to this country. $2 trillion problem to the Democrats in this country. He's lied to us. He didn't have no budget, no excess, no rainy day fund of $21 billion. He lied. And he's using this whole thing as an excuse. You just don't have $21 billion evaporate in a couple of weeks. Well, in California you do. They just send it to China. Because the Chinese are their boss, right? That's the way it works. It's exactly the way it works. All I can say, ladies and gentlemen, time will tell. Time will tell. Time will tell us the whole story about what's really truly going on here with these folks. Gavin Newsom's closure of Orange County Beach is an effort to distract. That's all it is. Well, speaking of non-distractors, though, I like this one. See if I got this one right. Is this it? I think this is it. Let's listen in on what this is all about. This is the Mayday in the USA call.
And you know what's happening right now. Let's start getting ready.
Listen to all this chatter going on. Protesters, right?
Wow.
Look at all that.
If you never thought this was happening to America,
HP, Governor Newsom,
I hate to tell
Governor
you,
Newsom,
you are wrong. We were all wrong for thinking that this would never happen to America.
Man.
That this would never come to America. And you know what? It's amazing that this happened under Trump. That's what keeps getting me. This is happening under President Trump.
Well, well, well. Stand your ground.
It's crazy.
Are you okay, Jeffrey?
This is Will Johnson reporting from the Capitol on Friday, and everybody starts yelling, "Stand your ground," because they were being run over by Newsom's Nazis. Newsom's Nazis in German-style helmets, face masks, jackboots, protective armor, shoulder pads. And they arrest women and children first.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
So stand your ground. Stand your ground. Amazing stuff, huh? Stand your ground. Let's hear that again. Let's see if we can get this to rock and roll, the sound the right way.
How can I be when you are?
You gotta be where I am?
Let's see.
How can I be when you are?
I think we're getting the right sound here, the right level here. Here we go. Let's see if we can get this.
She's crying. Look at that.
Yep, this is this was a bad scene there, really was, and it showed you how they deployed their tactics and stuff like that. So, but you know the what they're doing, and it's kind of interesting in Sacramento right now is they're going to slow streets. They're called slow streets. This is all the Agenda 21 business to try and get you out of your cars. Yeah, I mean they don't want cars. You don't need no stinking cars, right? It's see what your opposition is, and then, of course, strike. That's what's happened. And so what they've done in Sacramento is they're trying to, I think, prevent future problems with the people clogging the streets. So they're going to go to slow streets, and they're going to actually change traffic patterns now as a result of these protests where people are driving in their cars and clogging up the Capitol, which is what would happen on Saturday. And we had some really good videos out there, and Valerie Espinoza, in particular, did an absolutely fantastic job of documenting what was going on there. Several hundred pictures that she took and also created a video. It's just absolutely fantastic. You definitely want to view it on Agenda 21 Radio and also NewCaliforniaState.com. And she does fantastic work. I mean, it's just really, really, really excellent stuff. And really, I mean, it's exciting to see this sort of thing. Especially with all the new Californians out there. Boy, the protests were all over the place, too, by the way. And many more planned in the coming weeks to protest the Hitlerian tactics of Gavin Newsom. Especially with all the lies. Now, Gavin Newsom doesn't lie much, does he? And, of course, now listen, here's the thing. No one's going to call him out on this, doesn't look like, in the media. We're going to have to wait and see if the media really starts to come out and call it out. I saw nothing on Breitbart, which really surprised me. And I'm, you know, a little disappointed in Breitbart on that one. Yet, but, you know, you never know what's going to happen. I am going to check back with this. Hold China compatible. Mexican health officials stop sharing coronavirus case estimates. Police chiefs tell cops to stop doing dancing, rapping, TikTok challenges on duty. Okay, you can't be human, right, as a cop. Can't do that. It says a poll, 52% of parents view homeschooling more favorable since coronavirus school closures. And McCarthy layout plan to reopen house. The house needs to work. They're not doing that. Scarborough to Trump, you need to get checked out. You're getting worse every day. Thanks, you, Joe. And you get bad every moment. It says Boris to do this. Nothing on this at all. So this is kind of interesting. I was really kind of wondering when they're... let's try the economy. I'm going to go to the economy section here. Trump, China has... was, come on, we got that. Governor Kim, Iowa reopen economy. Report foreigners mistakenly receiving $1,200 worth of stimulus checks. Warren Buffett is out of the airline business, just to let you know. That's what we have here. Nothing about California. Where's that article? Where's the article about that? I mean, we have it now. Chris brought it out. And, of course, Zero Hedge had it. They had it for sure. That's where we got it from, Zero Hedge. So what's going on here? Nobody wants to report the biggest financial news in American history. Is it you're $21 billion short? No, that's just the beginning. And the governor has been lying all along. Zero Hedge had it. They posted it up about 7 o'clock last night. Newsom, a first-term Democrat, is scheduled to revise his budget proposal on May 14th. With the latest estimates on revenue and spending, in January he proposed $153 billion worth of general fund budget that increased spending by about 2% from the current year that ends June 30th, and socked away another $5 billion more for rainy day funds, Bloomberg. $5 billion more, right. You can do this in a budget all you want. With 30 million unemployed claims filed since the coronavirus pandemic resulted in the shutdown of broad swaths of the economy, states are reporting that they'll need at least $1 trillion in aid from the federal government, which has already doled out $2.2 trillion. See, this is the bailout. This whole thing is a bailout for the state of California. So they're getting the bailout, they think. And, of course, that's why the Democrats are not coming back to the House, because they're not going to come back. Why should they? They got all the time in the world to put the pressure on the president, right? They don't need to open up their states. It says, and with the lack of tax revenue, states with bloated budget and massive entitlement programs are facing significant pain in the months ahead. The problem is California can't recover from this either this year or the next year. That's their biggest problem. It's happening a lot quicker than people realize. I'm doing everything I can to work with cities and counties, but we are not going to be in a position, even as the nation's fifth largest economy, to provide the needs for all of our cities and counties without federal support, Newsom said. Cry me a river here, Newsom. You've known this. Meanwhile, in a Thursday memo, Newsom's finance director ordered departments to significantly slash spending immediately, including bans on new goods and service contracts. Well, it would be nice if you paid the contracts you had now, right? I'm speaking for all those people that are falling short by the state, just to let you know. Now, some businesses are paying. I think it's the essential services they're paying up front, or they're paying first. That's the priority with them, right? Which I kind of understand. They, when they're broke, they're gonna take care of the immediate needs. Thank God, right? Maybe, or is it part of the scam too? I suspect with everything else, it's part of the scam too. Anyway. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. We'll be right back.
protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Definitely want to check out the video that Valerie Espinoza, one of the new Californians, took photos and put together. Just a fantastic video. It's a little bit of background music for us in this. And you can pick this up. Open California protest May 1st, Sacramento, California. That's a great video, great composition by Valerie. And, of course, all the freedom fighters. Because that's what we're having to turn ourselves into with the Newsom Nazis. Which is really a shame. They don't even know their oath of office, you know, when questioned by a number of people. Behind the scenes, so to speak, these officers don't understand the Constitution or the relationship with the Constitution and their oath of office. That was the major discovery. So if you're ignorant about the meaning of your own oath of office, who you're beholding to is the big question, you know what I mean? Officers have to really ask themselves the big question: do you like being a Nazi or not? And you know, we support law enforcement wholeheartedly. We don't support Nazi law enforcement. Let's be clear. Anyway, a lot of people I saw in that crowd I know personally. And you arrested a couple of them that I know. Women. Children. They get arrested first. Nuisance world. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America, and resist. Resist.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.